You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you see in the title, what's keeping you here? Now, so many people put out TikToks, put out videos proclaiming that if Trump won, then they were going to leave America. Well, Trump has won. So, in my humble opinion, it's time for you to walk the walk. Since you wanted to talk the talk, it's time for you to walk the walk. Why are there not massive amounts of people purchasing tickets to get the fuck on? Oh, I know why. We all know why. Social media clout and views. However, my humble opinion, I think those people should be rounded up. They should be made to sell their stuff. They should be given a ticket to whatever country they choose and go bye-bye. Yeah, get rid of them, because I'm plenty sure that there are a lot of legal immigrants who would not mind taking their place. Yeah, it's always hilarious. Now, when it comes to all these 4B women, these losers that they are, okay, why don't you just leave? Okay, it's simple. All the feminists, why haven't y'all gotten together and created your own city or town? Well, we know why, because the same men that they proclaim that they don't want to be with, or that they quote unquote hate, are the same men that they really depend on for their security and protection. Get the fuck out of here. Nah. See, if us men want to leave, we can actually leave and build our own society and be able to protect it. You women, on the other hand, you can't do it. So this is why we've always said that feminism was the greatest shit test that men collectively have failed. We simply refuse to hold these women accountable. Okay, ladies, you want to say, you know, terminate all men? Okay, we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to hold you accountable for terroristic threats. Oh, these women are just emotional. No, personally, I'm tired of that excuse. It's time to put these women's feet to the fire and hold them accountable for what they say. Quick branch off. There's a recent video by, of course, a black woman who was wearing a workman's vest and had a headset on, who openly said, yes, for all you black men who voted Democrat, who voted for the former VP, it doesn't matter. We still don't like you. Yeah, there's something that is just absolutely psychologically wrong with the American black man. The vast majority of us. And what is that? My humble opinion, our desire to be liked, to be accepted by the very women who continue to kick dirt on us. No, gentlemen. Leave those women alone. Now, why did black women vote at a 90% rate for the Democrats? Well, it's real simple, because the Democrats have given black women the illusion of power over black men. Now that the Republicans are in office, oh, things might get a little bit different. And hopefully, there's going to be some cuts made to welfare. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. If you're able-bodied, then guess what? Get your ass to work. No more of the government freebies. Nah. Welfare queens, they need to die the fuck out. But, you had that clown, Ricky Smiley, put out another video talking about, oh, things are going to happen that we've never seen before, this, that, and the other, trying to generate more fear within the American Black community. But once again, I'm going to ask Ricky Smiley, D.L. Hughley, all of you paid shills, why are you still here? What's keeping you here? If it's so bad, like you say it is, then y'all should have been the first ones getting on planes and getting out of Dodge. But we know. The paperwork has come out. Those people were paid shills. Nothing more, nothing less. However, on the topic of people leaving the United States, I have to give a shout out to Eva Longoria and Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. So, quick article. Ellen DeGeneres leaves the U.S. for Cotswold following Trump win. Yeah, so she decided, you know what? I'm going to leave. I'm actually going to stand on what I said. Ellen DeGeneres has reportedly left the U.S. after Trump's election victory. The former talk show host says she's become, quote unquote, very disillusioned and moved to her home in Cotswold in the southwest of England. DeGeneres and her partner, Portia de Rossi, the Arrested Development star, decided to, quote unquote, get the hell out following Mr. Trump's win over the former VP, sources told TMZ. Now, I give her kudos. She said she was going to leave. She left. She stood on her word. Now, hopefully, she never comes back. Yeah. I think that would be a good, practice. You people who don't want to be here, fine. I'm going to reiterate. You pick a country where you want to go. The system, the government, gives you a one-way ticket. You pack your stuff and you leave. You surrender your citizenship. No takesies, backsies. But like I said, most of these people who are saying that they're going to leave, it was all for social media attention, clout, nothing more, nothing less. They know damn well that they're not going to leave. Why? Because they're too fucking comfortable here. They know good and damn well, if I actually go somewhere else, it's going to take work. See, the Passport Brothers put in the work. Yeah. So they can say, yep, I left America. Here's what I did. Here's the work that I had to do. All of it. And guess what? Now I'm living a better life. But, those guys would be able to return. Everybody else talking about, well, if Trump wins, I'm leaving. Nah, you get the fuck on and you ain't coming back. Nope. But all in all, yeah. What's keeping you here? Honestly, if you don't like it, cool. Leave. And speaking of Trump's cabinet, gentlemen, this right here proves the absolute living contradiction of the American Black community. You got Al Sharpton out there, among other quote unquote pro-blacks, talking about, well, ain't no black people in Trump's cabinet. We all know. As soon as Trump appoints a black person to his cabinet, those same damn black people will turn right around and call that black person a Uncle Tom, a coon, a sellout, a bootlicker, all of it. I find it absolutely hilarious that they will actually sit and whine about one thing, but then if they get the opposite, then they whine about that too. Boy, I tell you, absolutely crazy. However, I want to give you guys a name that might actually have something to do with Trump's current appointment of black people. Omarosa. Yeah. I think Omarosa kind of did a number on Trump. Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, hell, Oprah herself. Her and Trump used to be tight. But then she turns around and sticks a blade in his back. Yeah. Just saying. But, you know, if I was Trump, I'd be kind of wary too. The same people who are talking about, oh, you ain't got us representing us, are kind of the same people that put a blade in your back. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. In all honesty, if you're saying that, you know, you want to leave America because Trump won, what's keeping you here? Get the fuck on. And with that being said, ladies, you need to understand something. The power you think this society has granted you, for a lot of you, oh, it's about to go out. Feminism, it's on the ropes, but we haven't scored a knockout against it. But the legs are wobbly. That's going to go out right along with it. Because ladies, yeah, if you want to leave, go. But we know you're not going anywhere because you're too damn comfortable and too damn protected. Even though you wish termination on us men, we still refuse to allow you to suffer. And that is our biggest problem. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.